get my rest. Montreal, we love you. We want you to take good care of yourself until we meet again.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. Concordia University's Board of Governors voted to increase tuition this week. Here's Luca Caruso Moro with more.
Late afternoon, Tuesday. It's warm and breezy, one of the first real days of summer. Most students have gone home for the holidays, but what you're hearing now are the ones that stuck around.
Tuition hikes have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho! Tuition hikes have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho!
Outside Concordia's GM building, they're here to send a message to Concordia. The Board of Governors are about to vote on whether or not to raise tuition. That's a choice that's new for Quebec universities, and international students might be hit the hardest. That's because earlier this year, Quebec promised to stop providing grants for most international students. And according to Concordia, that means $6.6 million less annually. To make up for that, the province has deregulated the amount of money universities are allowed to charge international students. CSU Finance Coordinator John Hutton.
The administration is able to increase fees on international students, and they're doing exactly what we expected they would do, which is a money grab.
Now, not all international students are treated equally. Students from France and Belgium, who make up about 3% of the student body, pay the same rates as domestic students. That's because those countries hold special status within Quebec. They're considered parts of the global francophonie, or a group of countries culturally tied together by the French language. Some have criticized that distinction, as it doesn't include certain French-speaking countries such as Tunisia or Haiti. Here's international graduate student Tamir Baran Roy.
We are treated really bad way, really different and separatist mindset that we are separate from these students. Why? Why? We are sitting in the class, we are doing the class together, doing research together. Why we will be separated? Fees will be increased because there is no voice.
The protest has moved inside, filling stairs and cramped hallways which quickly become hot and humid as the shouts of protesters echo through the building. It's 6 o'clock. The meeting is done, and the verdict is out. The hikes were approved, a nearly unanimous vote. Protesters make their way down to meet board members at the elevators, and as the board members begin to emerge, they're met with boos and more chants. When asked, they don't provide comment, except one.
My name is Sophie Huff-Martin, H-O-U-G-H hyphen M-A-R-T-I-N. I'm the outgoing general coordinator of the CSU.
And so, what happened today?
Well, today, as I'm the only voting undergraduate member of the Board of Governors, so there was a vote on deregulation and a tuition fee framework for international students starting in the fall of 2019. I was the only person to vote against it. When international students come to Canada looking to better themselves, looking to get a better education, and they're met with being the cash cows for senior administrators and governments rather than having publicly funded education, it's really profoundly frustrating and deeply personal to me. At Concordia, this means, you know, predominantly people of color, people from diverse origins, and to say that they are less deserving of the same access to education than we are is really disappointing. I think we can all do better as a society, and we should and must do better, and what the people with decision-making power are saying is that they're unwilling to.
So here are the new rules. To be clear, current international students won't be affected. New international undergraduate students will be charged through a new ramping tuition model. That means that each year, their tuition will go up by a range of 4.25 to 8.25%, depending on their program. So, an undergraduate student entering a business major this September will pay $24,600 for a year with a full course load, that's 30 credits. By the end of their degree, that same schedule will cost them $33,300, an increase of nearly $9,000. It's hard to say how increased tuition rates will affect future students, but you may have some thoughts about what it might look like, and you can reach the board's office at extension 4814. For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. La pedra que ens entrebanca la tenim entre les mans, la llancem amb la mirada.
To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news or reach out to us, news@cjlo.com.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Callaloo is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Callaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie. Welcome, 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 welcome once more to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Boy, welcome to a brand new month, June. Normally, we can't wait for June to come because, you know, we have nice hot weather and getting ready for the summer. I don't think it's the same thing happening everywhere else happening in Canada, because we don't have a very good weather here. Is it summer began? Summer month began? The days for summer started yet? Huh? Tell me, you look like a weatherman.
They said we're gonna have a cold June.
Oh yes.
But July and August is gonna be hot, just like last year.
Yeah, I spoke to my sister this week.
Yeah.
In Orlando.
Yeah.
And they had over 100 degrees down there.
Yes, and they have lots of fires down there too.
Well, you know,
so fires, maybe that's why it's a little heated up, you know.
Yeah. And when does summer start?
Well, actually, in a week's time. Next weekend is going to be in the 80s.
We'll be
very, very happy.
We'll be very at home then.
Exactly.
Good. So what's been going on? I didn't hear anything about our carnival, and I know you're in the carnival committee, I think.
Yeah, I am. But you know, truthfully, I didn't pay my dues, so they wouldn't allow me to speak. You know what I mean?
What?
Yes, it was so sad.
Did they know you were a part of our Caribbean news?
Exactly, but I have to pay my dues. $20. I forgot my $20 at home, you know. So it says, Mr. Lala, you're not allowed to talk, you know. And
wow.
They were adamant, so I respected them. I accepted it, you know. But July 7th is the day that we expect them to be on the street. You know,
July 7th.
Yeah. Lots of bands of Roots are already in progress, you know, with their costumes and everything.
I didn't hear anything from Roots this year at all. They normally come in and advertise when they're, you know.
They're on board.
They're launching.
They're on board. So they have a new mass camp on Van Horn.
Okay.
Near Victoria.
So guys, come in and say something about your mass camp and when you're going to be launching. Is it launched?
Yes.
Yeah, they're launched already?
This week, yeah.
This week, they're coming up?
No, this week, I think, was last Thursday.
Last Thursday,
yeah,
they launched?
It was gone, yeah.
All right, so good.
It's full effect.
Full effect. So yeah. Montreal, we're gonna have a great summer. We look like
the Grenadians, the Trinidadians, mm-hmm. the Vincentians picnic.
Yep.
You know what I mean.
As a matter of fact, Saint Vincent have a little day going on today up in Ottawa.
Really?
Yeah, man.
You know, there's a picnic going on right now in LaSalle. I should say the Cornucopia.
Cornucopia.
You know where the police station used to be?
Yeah.
Like right in that park, right in the back there. It's on Dollard. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name. Near Cordner.
Oh, yes. Okay. Dollar there, yeah. Wow.
Big picnic going on right now.
Cornucopia. So,
Cornucopia,
hey.
Cornucopia picnic.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. As you know, we start our program with a little gospel. And one of our most requested gospel songs is going to come up right now. By none other but Richard Bluetooth out of St. Vincent. Yeah, man. We're going to big up our Vincentian today, our gospel Vincentian singers. Check this one out.
Sisters, are you ready? Are you soon he's coming again. Get ready to meet the King. Jesus said he will come like a thief in the night. No one know the meaning of the hour.
Yeah, man, are you ready?
Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
Lena Simmons, out of St. Vincent, right here in Montreal, from her album.
Brothers and sisters,
brand new album.
Are you ready to meet the King?
This one is called Are You Ready?
Soon he's coming again.
Slim Ting.
Soon he's coming again. Get ready to meet the King. Jesus said he will come like a thief in the night. No one know the meaning of the hour. So beware of how you live your life each day. The things you do and the things you say. Be the light God wants you to be. Love your friends and your enemies. Reread your Bible and pray every day. Join with me and sing. Brothers and sisters,
are you ready?
Are you? Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're gonna meet
the King.
Oh yes.
Brothers and sisters.
Another Vincentian lady who lives all the way in Toronto, down at Thompson Hall.
The King, clothed in majesty.
Great, how great is our God?
All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and the darkness tries.
How great
is our God?
How great is our God? This one is done up by Donna Thompson Hall. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We're going to be back after these short messages. You listen to the Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. Welcome. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more.
Summertime, come on.
It's time to lime in again, the Montreal. Spice. The best of Grenada, Caracou, and Petite Martinique. The Spice Island Cultural Day Extravaganza. Saturday, July 13th, Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Featuring direct from Grenada, Calypsonians King Short Cream.
Yes, man. Me, I'm a drink summer.
And The Scholar.
I walk in naked.
Along with spicy food, music, exotic crafts, and more. Bring the entire family to have a taste of the Spice Island. Log on to SpiceIslandCulturalDay.com. you're there.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon. He is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Kalaloo is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from...
Push that button.
Yo, oh, oh, oh. One to them.
How about
yo,
this one?
Oh, oh. One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Kalaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Yes, we're going to be busting the pepper right in the Kalaloo right now. Oh, boy. We'll be busting the pepper in the Kalaloo right now. The phones are ringing and I am going crazy, but at the same time, stay sane. Give me back a call if you want to give me a call, 514-848-7471. And we're going to get the show on the road in a minute. Give me a second there, my dear. So let me put on something before I get into this. All right. Yeah, man, things are going on so crazy right here, right now, so... Give me a minute and we're going to start the program like this. Answer again, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I need some assistant here. Somebody please help, come and help me somewhere. Yes, man, we're going to be having a good time today. I could see that already. I'm having a hard time, but you're going to have a good time. Trust me. This one is called Me Lover. Me Lover. Lord Nelson.
I have to mention in my confession to you, my lover, and must discuss what we should and shouldn't do. Messing up my mind. See how we messing up my mind. I can't you know. Let's have a good time. No, my lover, my lover. Let's have a good time.
Good time.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
lover, I want to confess
and must discuss what we should and shouldn't do.
Yeah man, because you're always on my back, my lover.
As a my lover, a good relation is a relation based on trust.
Yeah man, you don't trust me, eh?
My lover, we too jealous and suspicious. It's outrageous and ridiculous to see we messing up our mind. We messing up with mine. I tell you no, my lover, let's have a good time.
Yeah man, even though you don't trust me, let we have a good time. That's what it's all about, okay?
No, my lover, my lover, let's have a good, good time. No, lover, let's have a good, good time.
Oh yes man, we will, we will, we will, we will, we will. Yeah man, we're gonna have a soca party and we'll see we have a good time. Check this out. In the house today is DJ Sixten, the soca man, the soca king, and the soca prince.
The girls in town like the way how I sing my song. You hear, they love to cool when I sing them a soca tune. Soca man, I want you to come home with me and sing. I would like you to prove you is the soca king. I'm the baron, they call me the sweet soca man.
You're the soca man, you're the soca man.
When I jam you, I know you will understand.
Yeah, you're soca man, soca man.
All the men in the town want to knock me down.
Ay, 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 aha! Ah, yes! Yeah, man! I want you to put one foot up in the air and say, yeah, man, this is Sixten music!
The girls in town say they want me to wear a crown for them. But I sing my song just to please all the folks around. They say, honey child, I want to see the baron go wild, wild, wild. I know you like to tease, and I know you could really please. And I sing it.
Yeah man,
when I jam you,
you must understand that. You must understand. I put it on my crown and my head right now. Yeah man, when I put on the crown on my head, boys, that when the girls them fall in love. Yeah, man, I want you to start the party right now. Right now, let me party.
I was here before on the same dance floor, trying to party, but in vain.
You ready?
I'm getting on wasi. I'm getting on wasi. I come back rehearsing. I come back rejoicing. I go party right this time.
Yeah, man. I go party nice and right. Right now, this is the Caribbean Callaloo.
Didi. Last time I stood while everybody having a ball. Now I know better. Preach Peter, preach Paul. I won't be moving so at all.
Now I go
party. I go
party.
I'm getting on. I'm getting on.
Yeah, man. Those remind you
party
of the days at Soca Village. Oh, yes.
Playing myself this time.
We gon' play it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me.
Yes, get on board, get on board. Call somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell a friend. Tune in right now. Yeah, man. For come on. Yeah man, get on board. The boat rocking from side to side. Let me go. This is music time. You feel nice? Give me a wine. Give me a wine. Come down in my system and take control. Let me go.
Come down in my system, in my soul.
Please don't come in it.
Come down in my system,
in my mind.
Come down in my system. Come down in my system, take control.
I hear we go again.
I dingle it.
Yeah.
I dingle it.
Yeah.
I dingle it.
Run and shake a leg with me too, cause you did this sweet soca stew. So
Crossfire out of Barbados. Come down in my system. Yeah, man. Crossfire.
Raga soca got the whole place breakdown. Man, I tell ya,
something in the music.
Yeah, man, the music is right, right.
Something in the music, something oh so sweet.
Something in the music, something in the music,
something in the raga soca. Something in the music, something sweet, sweet. Creating heat, it's just like a special treat.
Oh yes, red plastic bag out of Barbados. Something is in the music today, singing and making you feel sweet. Make you feel like you just done do some cannabis, innit?
The drum and the bass, they're up front and kicking.
Oh, the bass went down.
The guitar playing a steady rhythm.
Oh, the bass went down.
Then the percussion inside the middle. Not too much, you just need a little. A hook line, a simple refrain, and then the whole place it mashed down again. Man, I tell ya,
something in the music, something in the music,
something in the music, sounding oh so sweet.
Something in the music, something in the music,
something in the raga soca.
Something in the music,
sounding sweet.
And some people is in the house with me and make boy, look at this flyer. The flyer looking sweet, sweet, sweet. The 4th annual Miss Fabulous. Oh Lord. And I tell you, the ladies are here looking fabulous also. I must give it up to them. I'm gonna let this lady in the house with me introduce the guest of CJLO. So, you introduce.
Good evening, CJLO listeners. This evening we have with us two of the beautiful contestants who will be vying for the crown of the 4th annual Miss Fabulous. First of all, I would let the coordinator of the show take us to that little voyage.
Give us her name.
And her name is Mrs. Joyce McCrae.
Hello everyone out there, this is Joyce McCrae, also TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx, how you doing? You're looking fabulous, my dear.
I know.
And you are going to be one of the contestants in this fabulous event?
No, I'm hosting.
Oh, you're the host, all right. So 4 years now you're going to be doing it.
Right, Dan.
All right, so tell us all about, you know, I know that that you do fabulous things. And I want you to do one fabulous thing for me before we go move on. Tell me something crazy.
Really?
Yes. Any like, crazy thing that come
really,
to your head.
Really crazy?
Yeah, man. Tell me anything that crazy come to your head, please. So the people would know who they're dealing with. They have to come out to the show because you're really... I say crazy, you know, but nice. Let me go.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You see, I can be crazy and nice at the same time.
Well, you know something?
I have to be either crazy
when
or
you,
nice.
When you go crazy and you go to the mental hospital, yeah. They give you 2 injections and you come back nice. So, just pretend you get 2 injections.
Crazy.
You want to stay crazy. Stay crazy.
Okay, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about the mango tree. Because this is one of my most famous jokes, which everybody seems to like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, a woman came home from work, mm-hmm. and her daughter is sitting on the steps eating a mango. Mm-hmm. She said, "Where did you get that mango?" She said, "I climbed the tree." Mm-hmm. Mother said, "When girls are wearing skirts, they do not climb trees, mm-hmm. because guys will look up and see your panty.
Mm-hmm.
The next day she comes home, you just eaten a mango. Where did you get the mango? I climbed the tree. What did I tell you? She said, you think you have a stupid daughter? What did you do? I took it off.
They wouldn't see her panty anymore. Damn, that's a good... You know, I'm from St. Vincent, and I come from the Mango Village. You know the Mango Village of St. Vincent?
Yes, I had mango trees in my yard.
Where's the Mango Tree Village in St. Vincent?
Stubbs.
I come from Stubbs. You hear?
Yeah.
And I used to go down by the mango tree every time. And we have a neighbor lady. She used to like to climb the mango tree. But anyway, I when I look up, I didn't see any panties. I didn't see any panties at all. That's why I was wondering, you know, what she was wearing.
Yeah.
And later on, I asked a friend of mine, what do you think the lady there? But I don't see no panty. She says, you're wearing nothing. Oh gosh. Anyway, that's our joke of the day. If you enjoyed, give me a hand. Clap all you clap out there. Clap. All right. So
yes.
So Miss Fabulous, you're the host of Miss Fabulous. You've been doing it already, and we have some ladies here that I recognize. Some of the faces I recognize, but tell us about your contestants.
My contestants.
What kind of age group that your contestants supposed to be?
Well, this I am trying to encourage us to, you know, we're not supposed to be saying because I'm 70, I'm old and I can't do this and I can't do that.
Yeah.
Right? So what I'm encouraging is that everybody does not think of old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50, so I can't do this. Because most of the time too, when I tell my jokes, there's so much people want to laugh, but they figure, oh, I shouldn't laugh at that because
stop thinking
about age.
You know,
age, as they say, is a number.
You're right,
and that's how I look at it. A number. Oh, I have a lot of pain.
You know, it's harder.
The pain is not going to make me not run for the bus.
Yeah.
I run for the bus and I fall down and they say, what she think? Yeah. That I wanted to run that day.
You're right, because me the other day I told my girlfriend, I says, look, I'm 70, I can't do this thing. She said, you kidding? Still you're trying. Doing it just like you're 17. So I said, well, I try at 70 and I feel like 17. You know? All right.
Good. And yes, so my contestants are from 50 up.
Okay.
50 up.
Wow, that's good. That's
right?
Good.
Mm-hmm. So I do not give a cutoff age.
I see this lady here looking, the one and the last to the right there. I wouldn't call her name right now, but she ain't 50 yet.
She not?
No. I know she since she's a little girl, and that's just 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
All right, good.
Right, so I know we are going to have a fabulous show.
Yes.
As the name of the show will be Miss Fabulous.
Yes.
You will not be missing anything.
All right.
The ladies are all ready and waiting for you.
So the lady next to you is one of the contestants?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name, my dear?
My name is Lenore Ralph. And as Doreen said, you know, when you pass 50, you think life is finished. But I think that's when you're supposed to activate your life and just get it going, you know?
Yes, you do.
Don't think you're too old and you can't participate. Because for me, it's been always a childhood dream. And now I'm getting the opportunity to do it, so I'm going to do it. Yep.
Let me know, Leno. I know you since you was a little girl.
I know.
And I didn't believe you're 50. You're 52?
50 plus.
Yeah, okay. You're 52. All right. You know, because I know your dad,
yes,
and your brother and your sister.
Yes.
And they all passed away, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you know, boy, very talented family.
Yes.
I must say. One of the best carnival bands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines at one time. Is somebody carrying it on still?
My younger sister.
Your younger sister.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. Roy And your dad name?
Owen Ralph.
Owen and Roy, yeah. Man. They put St. Vincent on the map, yeah, with their carnival in St. Vincent, especially when it came, they put it in July. Yeah. And anytime I go home, Roy never miss me. Say, what you doing? Yeah, I don't know, here, come. And he carry me, and he up by the, yeah, if they mask camp, well, that is the time I normally go home, yeah, carry me by the mask camp, and then start to sleep there because, you know what you just do.
Yeah, yeah. Get your costume, yeah.
Get me, yeah, costume. Sure. Give me more than costume, yeah, up there, boy. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm, the mass camp was hectic and nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so there we go. There's another lady who is a part of this in the contestants group. I would ask her to come on right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I am going to do this. Boy, you notice I really need help today. You know. You listen to CJLO, Caribbean Callaloo. So call a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. They should tune in because we're going real nice and everything going well. So Caribbean Callaloo, we're going to put the bone in the Callaloo. Or no, what you want in the Callaloo?
Crab.
Okay. Crab, yeah. So I'm going to put some lobster in the Callaloo later on too. So you got lobster, crab. We're going to have everything in the Callaloo. So we're going to be back after these messages.
The 33rd edition of Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you on a worldwide musical journey from July 9th to 21st. During 13 days, discover more than 700 artists from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America at the biggest world music gathering. See the complete schedule and take advantage of our show packages at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO, 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Oh, yes. So we are going to bust the pepper in the Callaloo.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon for Montreal's most diversified gospel show. Gospel Unlimited.
Oh, yes. So we are going to talk to Lucita. How are you doing this afternoon, Lucita?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You look, I know you're a fine-looking contestant, boy. And I know if I know you have everything. You have talent. You have everything going into this. And I wish you all well. I wish everybody well. So tell us what you're going to be doing in this contest.
Good evening, listeners. Uh-huh. I'm no stranger to this house.
No, you're not. You should be coming every Saturday.
I should,
yeah,
be.
Because I like little women when they come every Saturday.
Okay, let's get to Miss Fabulous, please. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening to me this evening, I just want to let you know that you cannot miss this show on the 21st of June. It will be held at the St. Paul's Anglican Church. It is a fundraiser for the church. So I'm asking everyone to come out and support this Miss Fabulous. It's the fourth annual show. So you got to come out and support the 5 contestants who will be vying for that title that night. We are inviting you all to come out. It's only $15. And we have a show in store for you. Try not to miss it. You miss it, you blame yourself.
Yeah, over the years, I've been to that show. And, you know, it's nice to see when ladies, or not, normally you have these shows and there are young people and all that. And it's nice to see older folks come out and do these things.
Yes, Joy said earlier, it's not about age. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for the fun of it and for giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. I love being involved with the community, so it's not about even winning, just for the fun, meeting new people, learning new cultures, yes, and giving my best shot.
All right, so you had some.
And just to let you know, these tickets are early bird tickets, $15. So there's a limited amount. At the door, you're going to pay $20. So hurry and get the $15 one.
Yeah.
okay. while they last.
Okay, where is this going to be? I know it used to be at the...
3917. It will be at 3917.
But the Manua don't have anything anymore. Don't turn up at the Manua.
No, it will be at St. Paul's Anglican Church in the basement. Uh-huh. 3970 Côte Sainte-Catherine.
3970 Côte Sainte-Catherine.
Metro is right there. There's Côte parking. Mm-hmm. Côte Sainte-Catherine Metro. Exactly. Right. And showtime is 7 p.m. sharp.
Okay.
I will list the name of the contestants. Mm-hmm. We only have two here today. Mm-hmm. But missing is Alex.
Say who are going to be on there. And
Miss Alex, mm-hmm. Miss Jean, and Miss Peggy, Lenora, and I, mm-hmm. yours truly, Lisita, is here.
All right.
So we're hoping to see you all on the 21st of June, 2019. Yeah. Try not to be late.
All right. It starts from 7 o'clock, and you'll be there early because... You're gonna laugh a lot.
Yes.
Because we know the host is a very funny lady.
Yes.
And somebody tell me yesterday, I funny. I said, I look at myself, I say, I ain't funny. How come I funny? I ain't funny. You know, well, you're funny, something wrong with you. So, and I thought she mean I was jovial. All right. So let her wrap up something and before she leave and say what you gotta say before you leave, my dear. All right.
Uh-huh. And so, uh-huh. like I say, don't miss it.
Okay.
Are you sure gonna say, oh, wish I had come? Uh-huh. But again, should I end on a joke?
Yes, you should.
I'll tell you uh-huh. about the three ducks.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Now, this is Duckland. Uh-huh. And there's a sign that says, no duck should be in the pool after 12. But these three ducks was not living in that area, so they didn't look at the sign. Uh-huh. So they went to the pool, and they were arrested. So the next day they went to court, the judge said, I will see one duck at a time. The first duck came in, he said, why were you in the pool? Uh-huh. He said, I was blowing bubbles. The next duck came, uh-huh. what were you doing in the pool? I was blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
So the third duck came, he said, are you going to tell me that you was blowing bubbles? Mm-hmm. He said, no, I'm bubbles.
Wow, nice, nice, nice. Put your hands together for that, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Bubbles. Well, I think when I'm going in the Caribbean soon on vacation, and I'm going in the sea, and I'm going to call myself Bubbles. I go name Bubbles when I go in the sea. Because there's a lot of ladies like to dive.
Yes.
And when they dive, my name is Bubbles. All right, go ahead. Good. All right, we have some greetings to send out. And let's send them out for me, please.
Okay, once again, we'd like to send happy anniversary to Pastor Adlam. Mm-hmm. This is coming from your sister Victoria. Mm-hmm. And Sister Victoria has requested, how great is our God. Pastor Adlam, who is celebrating as we speak, him and his wife. So, a blessed happy anniversary to you, Pastor Adlam.
Okay, so this is a song that requests for Pastor and his wife. Oh yes, we have also two tickets to give away to the 4th annual Miss Fabulous. If you could name any of the contestants, or two of the contestants I should say, that would be appearing on the show. We called their names just now, so give us a call. I know I would never win this because I don't remember a thing. So anyway, if your memory is better than mine, give us a call, 514-848-7471.
How great is our God? Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end.
yes.
Is our God.
How great is our God?
See how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Donet Thompson Hall, how great is our God? Donet Thompson Hall, right out of Toronto. This was all going out to
Pastor Tom and his wife. Happy anniversary to you both.
Alright.
From Sister Victoria.
Oh yes. This would put you back in the days in the 70s when I used to play with the band. I used to play trombone in the band, you know. You knew that? No? And they asked me to sing a song in the band. And this was the song that I chose to sing. And it goes like this. Check this out. By the Maytones. Most requested song in the band. I was the youngest member of the band.
Much madness upon the